Putting the asthmatic in charismatic, you're listening to Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show.
Well, folks, we are looking forward to this moment. Gloria Gaynor joins us up next, Grammy Award-winning recording artist, disco queen extraordinaire. Gloria is performing live at Casino Rama next Saturday, February 9th at 9 p.m. So for tickets, you want to go to CasinoRama.com. But for all things Gloria Gaynor, you go to GloriaGaynor.com. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one and only Gloria Gaynor. Gloria, listen, you know, doing these interviews, you know, I try to delve into people's past and where they've come from, et cetera, et cetera. So let me ask you some sort of questions I'm sure you've been asked before, and I'll just bore you to tears with these. Worst job you've ever had growing up. Do you remember?
Worst job I've ever had growing up. I don't know. I didn't have any bad jobs, to tell you the truth.
Really?
No.
You've been lucky just from day one.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I made good choices.
Good. Okay. Now, your dad was in a group called Step and Fetch It, correct?
Well, he was the opening act for a man named Step and Fetch It.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. And I'm reading this stuff online, and I'm saying, hold on, Step and Fetch It was a, you know, sort of an actor guy. So I didn't know there was a band. But no, so he would open up for this guy, Step and Fetch It?
Yep.
And you had five brothers, I think. Is that right?
That's right.
And they could all sing. They're all in a group except you and your younger brother. Why did you guys get kicked to the curb?
Well, because my younger brother was too little and I was a girl.
Uh-oh. That's embarrassing. That's so horrible. But you were the family hero, from what I understand, because none of your five brothers graduated from high school. They got their GEDs in the armed forces. But I hear you recently got your bachelor's degree in behavioral science.
Yes, I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you eventually going to go for your master's?
No, I'm not doing that. It's enough.
Yeah, I can believe it, seriously.
It's late in life. I no.
What if you'd become a primary school teacher? I mean, life would just be so different for you.
Oh, completely different, yes. I can't even imagine what it would have been like.
I understand you've taken photography classes. You're quite a creative, really. You have this very artistic flair.
Yeah, I did take a photography class, and I really, really enjoyed it because I like photography. I have a good eye for photography. So I just wanted to see if I could hone my skills a little bit, just for fun.
Well, let me creep you out here a little bit. There are two paintings in your house that I want to know more about. The one above your bed and the one beside the fireplace right by the grand piano.
Mm-hmm. That's creepy. You got cameras in my house?
Well, those, I think, are very interesting paintings. Is there anything you want to tell me about them that where I would say, wow, that's even more interesting than I thought?
Well, the one over my bed I bought in Brazil because we just were walking past a store one day. We saw it, and we fell in love with it. And it's an up-and-coming artist, and we can't wait to go back to Brazil to the same area so we can find out if he's, you know, if he's gotten any bigger and if my painting is worth any more than I paid
yeah.
for.
No, you know what you really want to find out is if he's dead, because then the painting price goes through the roof.
True. I didn't want to say that.
No. I'll say that. I'm sorry. And what about the one by the piano in the fireplace?
The one by the piano in the fireplace, I just love it. I bought it from a neighbor who had moved from another house. It didn't fit the new house. She brought them with her. She showed them to us. They fit my house, and we bought them.
Perfect. Your grandmother, let's talk about her. Uber church lady, right? And she made the kids go to church.
Yes.
And your mom had her fill of church and didn't make her kids go, which would be you as one of them.
Exactly.
And now you eventually come to a point, was it like 1982 or something, you decide to kind of get back into it? Is that about right?
Yeah. I actually not get back into it. I've never been in it before because my mother didn't make us go to church, so the lazy kids, we didn't go. But I had an encounter with Christ and turned my life completely around, and here I am, a diehard, you know, born-again, spirit-filled Christian.
Well, you know, look, at least you respected the church enough to know that you shouldn't be going unless you were going to take the time to think through whether or not you really believed all the stuff.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. You're a singer.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've kind of been doing that for a minute.
I want to play this song here. No, the other one, Tim, if you don't mind. Yeah, I want to play this song, and I want to ask you what role this song played in your life. Make sure we've got this lined up. Tim, play this one if you don't mind. Have a listen to this and tell me what role this song played in your life.
Okay.
Now, do you remember this song played? I put it up.
What do you do?
Yeah, Frankie Lyman, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Now, what role did that song play in your life? I understand there was a neighbor that was involved in this story. You had a neighbor that heard you singing this song so long ago?
Yep, she heard me singing the song. She was coming down the stairs, and when she saw me, she said, "Was that you singing?" And I said, "Yeah." She says, "My goodness, I thought that was the radio." And I thought, "Wow, I must have a good voice. I think I want to be a singer."
There was a guy who lived upstairs that heard you singing as well. Was this not the same guy that ended up owning the club that you you sort of performed at?
Right, exactly. He lived upstairs over my girlfriend, for whom I was babysitting and singing while I was babysitting. And he heard me, of course, through the floor. Well, I knew he could hear me. That was my whole purpose for singing, because I could hear him walking, and I thought if I could hear him walking, he could hear me singing. I just wanted somebody to hear me.
Nice.
So I stopped. When he would stop walking, I would stop and sing. And then one night I was in a club, and he ended up calling me up on the stage, a band called me up on the stage to sing, because he told them about me. And after I sang, they came and told me they needed a singer. And I started performing with them the next night. That was my first professional engagement.
Okay, now here's a little known song, and I mean little known song, that you did with Johnny Nash, I believe. Have a listen to this. Tell me if this brings back any memories.
And that's enough.
Come on, bring it up, Tim. She'll Be Sorry. You remember, like, take us back to that time when you laid this one down. Are you there?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Why? Does that it doesn't embarrass you. You sound great in that.
Because it's a horrible song. I hope the writer has grown and knows that as well and doesn't feel bad. God, I hate that song.
Wow. I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry. Josita was the label, I think. Is that right? Josita? No, the name of the album?
Named after Johnny, Sissy, his wife, and Danny, her brother, and his manager. His manager.
Yeah. Did you ever have any other wonderful moments like you had at the Beacon Theater in New York when you fell off the stage? Any kind of other accidents?
No accidents. At least not to me anyway. My manager fell off a stage in Singapore once and sliced up his face. But no, not me.
Wow, that's horrible. I'm sorry. I Will Survive, written as a B-side, of course, to the other song, ironically named Substitute, which is hilarious. But apparently the Polydor Polydor had a success with a song of the same name with a group called Clout, I think. Were they from, like, South Africa?
They were from South Africa, right. Right.
Worst cover, best cover of I Will Survive. Have you ever been asked that and didn't nail that one down?
Well, yeah, the best cover for me was Shantae Savage. Simply because I think she's the only one who did something unique with it. She made it her own.
Yeah.
And the worst cover for me is Cake, because they use profanity, which I don't like doing. You know, because kids are always trying to emulate artists, and that's something that you wouldn't want your kid to emulate. So you shouldn't be doing it where other people's children can do.
Yeah. Well, back in the disco days, I mean, look, it was, you know, it was really sort of a, hey, everyone, let's all get together as one big happy family vibe.
Right.
But along with that, Gloria, came some pretty trashy lifestyle choices, especially at, like, Studio 54.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that whole thing really didn't sink its hooks into you too much, like you escaped with your life, so to speak.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I got, because I think what happened with me was that I really gave my heart to Christ when I was 16 years old. And then I forgot about it.
Hmm.
But he didn't. So when he saw me tipping off in a direction, like, you know, it's like, okay, that's enough. I said, come back, come rein back in, you know.
Guest starring on the Wayans Brothers, That 70s Show, Ally McBeal. There was Broadway's Smokey Joe's Cafe. I Will Survive at the 30th anniversary concert for Michael Jackson. Tell me, of all the stars that you've had the privilege of hanging out with, did you get much time with Michael Jackson at all?
Not a lot. I was at a party with a dinner party with him the last time I saw him, David Guest's house.
Right.
And it was nice. Got to see a couple of sides of him, which was fun. But didn't really get to spend enough one-on-one time with him.
What about Donna Summer?
Donna Summer, yeah. I spent quite a bit of time with her on a few shows that we did in the dressing room, in the green room. In fact, on a flight one time, we came back from Europe, ended up on the same flight together. And I didn't even think about it until after we got off the flight that all the other passengers must have been so sick of us because we never shut up.
Really?
The moment we got on the plane till we got off.
Flight. What a sad loss last year to lose her at the age of 63, which, oddly enough, I mean, that's, does that freak you out? Because that's your age.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, you know, it freaks you out because no one knew that she was ill and it was so sudden.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just really, really sad. I'm now doing a tribute to her in my show.
Fantastic. Well, look, the show is coming up here at Casino Rama next Saturday night, February 9th at 9 o'clock. Are there any songs that you recorded, Gloria, that you now sort of refuse to perform at your concert? Because, I don't know, maybe it conflicts with sort of the biblical code that you're trying to live by. Is there anything you just don't do anymore?
No, there aren't.
Because I remember asking Alice Cooper that question, you know, because he's had some controversial songs over the years, and he's a follower of Christ. And yeah, there's some songs that he won't do, but for you, there's nothing. People will go to this show and get to hear all the ones they want to hear.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, what's next for you, Gloria? I know that we've got this book, How We Survived. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is a book of survival stories that my fans and friends have been telling me over the years about how I Will Survive has had a positive impact on their lives and empowered them to make it through difficult and sometimes traumatic situations and circumstances in their lives. So, I feel like these stories have impacted me. They've given meaning and purpose, added meaning and purpose to my life, and I believe that they can be empowering and uplifting to other people. So I'm compiling these stories, and people can go onto my website and log on to the click onto the contact page, and then reasons for contacting, and actually type in their stories and give me permission to use it in the book. So I'm looking forward to hearing tons and tons of stories from fans and friends around the world.
Boy, that's just an encouragement. Listen, there's so much stuff out there these days that it drains us to have something like this that would encourage us. I really hope this takes off. Absolutely takes off for you. Any news on the potential, I guess, sort of healing, learning, and recreational center for teenage parents?
Yes, I'm doing that in Newark, New Jersey. I'm partnering with a national organization who already serves that population, and they want to partner with me so that I can use the services that they already are giving, and then they can use the services that I'm going to bring in, primarily targeting the young fathers who are at this moment underserved.
Fantastic. Listen, Gloria, I really thank you for your time. I know you get inundated with interview requests. For you to spend this much time with us, and after having kind of looked into your life a little bit, and probably a little too closely, sorry about creeping on you like that, but I don't know, I kind of like you.
Thank you, I like you too.
Thank you so much for joining us, and I really hope it just goes so well up at Casino Rama next Saturday night. February 9th at 9 o'clock, Gloria Gaynor live at Casino Rama. Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gloria Gaynor on the Drew Marshall Show. What a life she's had.
10 years ago, after 5 years of pastoring in Australia, Drew Marshall moved back to Canada and with absolutely zero broadcasting experience, walked into the studios of Joy 1250 and pitched the idea of hosting a talk show that was different. Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is now listened to by over 100,000 people around southern Ontario and thousands more by Canadians coast to coast. On September 15, 2012, The Drew Marshall Show will start Season 10. And as a thank you for putting up with Drew for 10 years, we've decided to cut all advertising costs by 10%. Doesn't matter which plan you're interested in. 1250 specials, 10% off. One-day advertising package, 10% off. Our summer holiday special, 10% off. Or even our 15-week advertising package is now 10% off. To sign up for one of our 10-year anniversary advertising specials, contact us today at drewmarshall.ca.